Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM, slightly after 10 p.m. here on Monday. And to let you know that you have 2 hours to sign up, and it is over. Can't sign up anymore for that big poker tournament at the Commerce Casino. So sign up, and I'll select two or three of you. We'll head down to the poker tournament on Thursday. But you have to sign up tonight before midnight. Email us your first and last name and your email address to conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. You got it? conwayshow@gmail.com. All right. I know I repeat a lot, but you know what? You got to repeat it because some people don't listen that carefully. And you people do listen carefully. You're like, well, why does it say a whole saying it three times? I got it the first time. I'm like, yeah, but people don't listen like you. All right? That's all I'm telling you that. All right. The stuff that you get for free in Southern California, whether it's parking at LAX, whether you have a move to get fast food free, or buying a sports coat, wearing it to dinner, and then returning it, complaining about a car wash, then getting your car rewashed, complaining about a hotel room, they upgrade you to a suite. The upgrades are the stuff that you get for free in Southern California. What's your move? And we have the smartest audience when it comes to the street. You know, guys who've learned how to maneuver on the street. And I know that you guys have plenty of tips on how to get stuff for free. 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Here's an example. Gina Grad, our own Gina Grad, got her car washed recently for the first time in a little while. And they didn't do a decent job, so they you had them rewash it and they did it for free?
No, you make me sound like, you know, a cliche, a stereotype, if you will. It didn't go down like that, Tim.
How did it go down? How did it shake down?
I did the car wash. I did the big, you know, I went for the $9.99 one. You know, at the drive-thru car wash.
Wow.
Yeah, that was like the most expensive one. It had the rain guard.
The foam and all that stuff.
Foam,
yes.
The rainbow foam.
Yes.
So I go through it, I'm feeling good, feeling clean. And I get to the dryer and the time says, you know, you have like 120 seconds. At like 40 seconds, everything dies.
Uh-oh.
My car's half wet, Tim.
Uh-oh.
You know? So I kind of wait and I get out and it's all like drippy and cavey and like things are, you know, it's like dripping from the sky and I like have to touch the brushless brush. And
ew.
And so I'm trying to like walk through this thing and I go to the attendant and I'm like, hey.
Well, you got out in the wash?
Yes, Tim.
Oh, bamboo.
And it's like all drippy because it's over.
Yes.
So I'm like, hi, the dryer stopped. And they're like, oh, you're going to have to go through again. I'm like, no. I don't have that kind of time. Just turn the dryer on. So then the other boss comes out. He's like, no, you're going to have to go through. And I was like, well, who's paying for this, you know? Come on.
There you go.
So I meet him around, and he puts in his number for the $6.99 wash, Tim.
Whoa.
$6.99. I said, well, you know, to be fair, sir, I paid for the $9.99.
You went top shelf.
Yeah. Top of the line.
Yes.
It doesn't, you know, I don't want it to undo everything it just did. So he went and confirmed that I'm not lying, but you probably could. And I
So you think your car is twice as clean?
Well, I know it is, Tim. I went through twice.
Oh.
And he goes, well, you're going to have to go through again. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. He couldn't stop apologizing because he knew I was in a hurry because, you know, my time is very valuable.
Oh, yeah.
So I went back through, got the thing dried, and now it's twice as clean as it would have been. It went
Beautiful.
Through twice.
You got a free wash.
Two rain guards, Tim.
Wow.
Bring on the rain.
Holy Christ, man. Raindrops will be not falling on your car. All right. This crap you get for free. We had a guy call us up at LA from the other night. We were talking about something. Oh, I think it was on Friday when we opened up those phones, man. But a guy called us up, and we didn't get to him, but he had a tip on how to park at LAX for free. That would be handy for a lot of people. How do you park at LAX for free? All right, the crap that you get for free, and again, we have the best street smart audience in all of radio. There's a lot of guys here know how to beat the system. And so the stuff that you get for free, 520-9710, and 888-520-9710. My mother was the queen of this, but we'd go to a hotel, and she would go to the room and then come down and complain about it, and we were usually in a suite after that. because she was pretty good at exploding to the young lad sitting behind the desk. And to get her out of his life, he would give her a suite or an upgrade in the room for free. Also, I know that a lot of people do this in this audience. You got a dinner to go to. You're not a sports coat guy. You're like me. You maybe own one. You own one suit, and that's it. And that suit isn't clean, or that suit doesn't fit you anymore because you're going through a fat stage. So you go to like a Mervyn's or, I don't know, Sears or May Company, and you get yourself a sports coat. You wear the sports coat, and then right back to Macy's the next day. I know that happens a lot because I know guys that do that. All right, the stuff you get absolutely free, 520-90-710. Let's talk to George in Baldwin Park. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
All right, what's up with you, dude?
Nah, just chilling on my break time at work. Well, I heard that if you get a ticket from like the courthouse, like a traffic ticket, and it's like, say it's like $95.
Right.
You send like a check for like $102, and they're supposed to reimburse you that $7. Well, if you don't cash that check, I heard that like if it's a ticket for like if you're going to get a point on your system,
right?
If you don't cash that check and it doesn't, the whole transaction doesn't go through.
Yeah, somebody told us that.
You don't get that point.
Yeah, somebody told us on the show. I wouldn't rely on that, but I did hear from a couple of people that it actually works.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, that's what I was called to say.
All right, but what are you doing at work right now? What's your job?
I work at UPS.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's a pretty decent job. You driving around the truck?
Yeah. No, actually, I load the trailer, like a 52-footer.
Really?
You just load it from back to the front, load about four of them a day. It's a hell of a workout. I don't think we call ourselves underpaid slaves here.
Yeah, but I heard in at UPS, you're like, guys, you guys own a piece of the company.
Yeah. Well, you can. You can buy, like, I guess they call it stock, but...
Yeah.
Like shares.
All right, well, you guys are kicking ass. I love that UPS. All right, buddy, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, man, have a good
All
night.
Right, take care of yourself. There he goes. The stuff you get for free in Southern California. Stephen Irvine, you're on 97.1.
Hey, I've got the funniest stories. We used to go to Vegas, and when we would go there, I would have somebody go out in front of me and say, you know, as soon as we walk up, we walk up to the ushers or the bouncers in front of a line, and when we got to the front of the line, somebody would go, hey, you're so-and-so from General Hospital or from whatever show. And I would drop my head, and the rest of my buddies would come around and kind of hush them and say, what do you want? You want an autograph? How can we make you happy? And so as soon as they did that, I would go to the bouncer, and I'd say, can you get me out of this? And they would usher my whole group in. It worked every time.
That's so great.
It didn't matter where the line was. The Beaches Club in Vegas, poolside, anywhere. It worked every single time.
That's fantastic. I think you'd have to upgrade your resume nowadays. General Hospital buys you into the Playboy Club anymore.
I got one real quick when we were kids. We started when we were kids, but we would go to McDonald's because our parents wouldn't let us go. And we would get an ice cream cone for all the money we had in our pocket. And we would take an ant as we were eating it. We'd find an ant crawling by, and we'd stick it on top of the ice cream cone and walk it in. If there was an ant in the cone, they'd give us a new one.
That's pretty cool, dude. You must have been, before you were 18 years old and out of high school, you probably were making money for yourself somehow.
All the time. I sold gum out of my locker in junior high.
I know. I have a friend who owns a company, and the one criteria, the one thing he does ask everybody who is about to work for him, and it's a pretty sizable company here in Southern California, he wants to know how you made money before you were 18 years old, what you did in junior high and high school to make money before you turned 18. And he hires almost everybody who says, you know, they worked their ass off. They sold gum out of the locker. They sold fireworks. You know, they sold seeds, which I did around the neighborhood. And yes, what you did for money before you're 18, those are usually the guys that are good at sales and motivated later on in life. All right, Steve, we thank you for calling, dude. Let's go to, how about Anthony? You're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you get for free, dude?
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
All right, man.
Hey, I don't know, a lot of people out there that go to the movies, me and my girlfriend go quite a bit, and I actually found out a pretty good trick for getting in there half off every time.
How do you do that?
Well, what we do is every movie theater, when you pay with any kind of card, prints out a receipt with your tickets.
Right.
The trick is they print the receipt out in the exact form of a ticket stub. So what I do, I go, I buy one ticket, I get a ticket and the stub, and the, you know, lazy movie theater employees getting paid minimum wage, they just rip it like it's two, and we get in like that every time.
Oh, they never look at the bottom one.
They never split them apart, but now, you know, now it's secrets out. But
oh, that's classic, dude. I got to give you credit for that, because that's pretty cool, because you're right. The guy taking tickets, he usually, also if there's a line, he's not going to look. And the receipt is also exactly like a ticket. That's pretty ingenious, dude.
Yeah, especially, you know, we don't do the popcorn thing either, but...
Yeah, that's great. That's a great tip, man.
All right, I ruined it for myself.
Nah, you're not going to ruin it for anybody. People will still do it. But if you don't understand what that guy did, he pays for a ticket, and then they give you a receipt and the ticket, and the receipt looks exactly like a ticket, but it says just receipt on it, and he sticks that one underneath the official real ticket, the authentic ticket, gives both of them to the guy at the window, and he rips them both, and there you go. You're in there, enjoying yourself. That's a great tip. All right, how do you get the things that you get for free here in Southern California? The tricks of the trade, maybe you've learned it from mom or dad, usually dad, or grandpa, or your uncle. Uncles are very good at the tips. Uncles always know how to get around the system. For some reason, uncles are always like deadbeats that beat the system all the time. I had an uncle who was a painter, and he was painting one day, and the guy that he hired also was painting, and the two of them were sitting up there, you know, painting somewhere in Westwood, I think, and the guy he hired fell off the scaffolding and broke his leg. And he said, oh, I got no insurance, and the people didn't have workman's comp, and my uncle didn't have insurance. So he said, oh, we got to do something about this. So they went to a sporting event that night, and the guy still had a broken leg. He was in a tremendous amount of pain, but he fell over one of the parking cones in at the stadium, and the ambulance shows up, and the stadium ended up paying for the busted leg of this guy. So a lot of guys get around. Also, I saw this recently at Chuck E. Cheese, and I sort of felt bad because I think the kids were old enough to realize what Dad was doing. But I was at Chuck E. Cheese out in Thousand Oaks with my daughter, hanging out, buying a zillion tokens out there with the tickets, and then she wanted ice cream or cookies.
Now I get cookies?
Yeah, you get cookies, baby. And next to us was a table of about four or five people. They ordered two pizzas. They ate a pizza and a half and left the other pizza there, the half pizza there. And they left, and I saw this guy come over and take that extra half pizza back over to his kids at his table. And, you know, nobody says anything, but I think the kids at the table that received the free half pizza were probably on to Dad and maybe a little embarrassed that was going on.
Jesus Christ.
I hear you, Paul Majors. Jesus Christ, man. All right, let's talk to Jake and Downey. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How do you get free stuff?
Good, brother. How you doing?
All right, dude.
Hey, we do free camping gear every year for summer.
For the whole summer?
Yeah, you split it up between three stores. You buy a little here, a little here, a little here, clean it up, and take it back when you're done with it.
And it works every time?
Every time, and then do it again the next year.
Wow. All right, then where are you camping? Where are you high-enders camping?
Oh, everywhere. You can go from Ensenada all the way up to Santa Barbara, Bay Area, just anywhere we're going. We just buy whatever we need, and then you just take it back.
Okay. All right, dude, thanks for calling. Jeez, you would think that camping was low-end to begin with. I mean, you're already, you know, you're not buying a hotel room. At least you could do is get yourself a, you know, $30 tent. Enjoy yourself. Wow. That is some tight vacation. That is a tightly budgeted vacation, man. The guy's not even staying at a hotel. He probably didn't rent a car. And all that camping equipment that they sleep on and eat on and smoke pot and spill beer on all goes back to Big Five. Jesus Christ. All right, let's talk to Eric in Inglewood. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, dude.
Hey, you know what I do? I just, I have two cars. Whenever I get my sticker for one vehicle, I'll scan that sticker I make a copy of it. I make multiple copies.
Right.
I'll make them on thicker paper, and I'll just put that double-sided tape on one side. I put it on my car, and that's the other ones are $50.
Wait, you mean the month or the year sticker?
The year sticker. Yeah.
I can't
I made a
imagine
lot of money doing that.
I know you save some money, but I can't imagine the S Fest that would happen if you got caught doing that, huh?
I've done it for about 4 or 5 years, man.
Oh, so you have one car that's registered is non-operating.
Correct.
Oh, I see. All right.
I drive it around. I park it in the street. You know, no big deal.
All right, you're getting by, dude. I like that.
There you go.
All right, take care of yourself. Look at this audience, man. This audience knows how to scam. They know how to get by. And times are tough right now. The economy's not doing well. I don't know if you read the papers or looked at the internet or watched TV, but it's not doing all that well right now. And you got to move. We got to move around. You know, you got to take a little here, take a little there to try to try to still enjoy life. Well, you got no dough in your pocket. Let's talk to Chris in Ontario. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
All right, man.
What we used to do is before they changed these dollar things, you know, to pay for gas or pay for change at the arcade or whatever.
Right.
We used to take the $5 bills or the $20 bills, and we'd use that clear packing tape. And you put it about halfway up the bill, and you use about maybe a half a foot of it or a foot of it, and you let it go in the machine. And when it's done giving you your change, you yank your bill out, and you still got your $5 or your $20 bill, and you get your change or your gas or whatever you need.
Does that still work?
Not anymore. They change the things, you know, because they have those new fives and tens and twenties.
Oh, right, yeah.
So they kind of caught on to that. There was also another thing you could do with salt water. You take salt water in a baggie and you poke a little hole and you squirt it on those little lights, you know, below. And it used to malfunction and spit out all the dollar bills and stuff that was going in there.
That's so crazy.
We used to get by, man, when we were in high school.
Yeah, I understand that. I remember being in Las Vegas. And I put a dollar into a machine to get 4 quarters to buy a paper, and it gave me 5 quarters. So wait a minute.
Here's the thing for the paper thing. You just reach underneath it.
Oh, yeah, and you kick it, yeah. Yeah, but I actually was in Vegas, and the thing gave me 5 quarters for a dollar. And so I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. So I went back, got a stack of dollars, and sat there for about a half hour, you know, putting dollars in. He would reject some of them, put another dollar in. It would give me 5 quarters. Then put another dollar in, it would give me 4 quarters. Then another dollar, rejected. Then it would give me 4 quarters. And literally in the half hour, I think I made like $2.25. And I'm thinking, what am I doing here? I'm making less than minimum wage at this machine. I've got to get back to the tables where I can lose thousands. All right, let's talk to, Eric in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How do you get free stuff?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, I know how to take shoes back to Foot Locker and, like, Nordstrom's.
After you use them?
Yeah, after you wear them. You can wear them for, like, a month, 2 months, 6 months, however long you want to. And you can just take them back and they'll give you a brand new pair for free.
Why do they do that, or how do you do that?
Well, what you do is you cut a seam, like, you know, wherever there's some stitching on your shoes.
Right.
So you take a razor and you cut the stitching. So it's like it's a manufacturer's defect.
Oh,
opposed
I see.
To you just scuffing up your shoes, you've got to cut like the seam to get you a brand new pair.
Yeah. All right, well, that's not a bad trick. I guess if you can do that, if you can handle the wild embarrassment, the looks that come from the guys at Foot Locker with their referee's outfits on. They still wear those referee outfits at Foot Locker? But I couldn't do that. I'm not the guy also that can return plants to Home Depot. You know, you see that quite often. This 50-year-old lady coming in with the, $200 haircut and color, and she's returning five sunflowers because she forgot to water them. And guess what? They died. And I guess Home Depot will take flowers back and plants back, but I'd be real embarrassed to return a plant, you know, because most of the crap doesn't die for any other reason other than you're smoking too much weed and forgot to water it. Ernie in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Timmy, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, once I took a rental car, I used it for about a week, and I have a micro. I had the same model make.
Hold on 1 sec. Anytime somebody says I have a rental car, it's always a great story.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, so I rented this car, same make and model as what I had, and I used it for about a week, and before I took it back, my tires had about 30,000 miles off of them. The other one was brand new, so I took the tires off the rental, put it on my car, and sent the other one back, and nobody noticed at all.
All right, so you got about $500 worth of tires.
Exactly.
You swapped them out.
Swapped them out.
But while you're doing it, weren't you laughing your ass off like you could barely get through it?
Yeah, and then the guy, doing it, he goes, why are you taking these tires off, putting them over there? I go, don't worry about it, dude. Here's an extra 20. It was great.
That's classic stuff, dude. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
All right,
thanks.
There you go. Anytime somebody begins a scam story with, I rented a car, it's always just brilliant. Guy rents a car and then swaps out the tires. Jesus Christ. I tell you, man, this is a great low-end audience. It really is fun to realize there's a lot of douchebags like me out there. All right, let's talk to Scott in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you get for free?
What's going on, Tim?
Hey, nothing.
Hey, you can actually get free satellite TV. You know, a lot of people do it. It's actually, it's illegal, but you can buy the boxes legally anywhere, and then you just got to basically put a program onto the box and free dish network.
Is that right? You get all the stations?
All the stations. You know how much that package cost?
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm paying, I think it's 75 or 80 bucks a month, and I'm like, oh, I hate that bill every month.
Yeah, you know, you don't even get those, adult shows.
Yeah, I got to try it. Where do you get the box?
You can get them online. I mean, you can go to a website. I don't know if I can give that website name at all.
Doubt it.
Yeah, but, you know, like, just look it up online. Free-to-air TV, basically, and you can look it up and
there
get
you
it
go. All right, I might do that, buddy. Thanks.
Hey, no problem.
All right. The only problem with doing that, though, is when you get caught doing something like this, it's not only the embarrassment, but, you know, you get fined or your ass thrown in jail. I know a guy that had, you know, was ripping off cable, and the cable company came out and said, don't do this. You know, they disconnected his cable, and he did it again. And they came out, disconnected it again, and they said, next time you do this, we're not coming out alone. We're coming out with cops. All right, we're going to throw your ass in jail. So please, stop doing this. And that was the end of it. End of free cable. Let's talk to, Steve in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you get for free?
Hey, Tim, I love the show. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Thank you.
Every week, you know those flyers you get in the mail, like from Rite Aid and CVS and all those stores?
Right.
So mixed in with those flyers, a lot of the times there's like fast food coupons in there, and like this week it's like a free real fruit smoothie from Jack in the Box. So what I do is I live in an apartment building and no one really reads those flyers, they just kind of throw them out.
Right. So
I like go through the recycle bin, the garbage, and I'm sitting here with like 50 free fruit smoothies. So
yeah, but you're the guy that's going through the garbage.
I'm not going through like the garbage.
I know, but if you like run into a hot chick in your apartment,
and I'm picking through the garbage,
and she's not going to go, wow, that's the smoothie guy.
Well, I could say, hey, you want to go grab a smoothie on me? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want to grab a couple?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. All right, dude, that's not bad, but you got to watch, you know. You can't go too low end. You know, there's a limit to what you got to do. You got to be smooth. Like the guy changing out the tires on the rental car. That guy's got something going on. It took him maybe, you know, half hour, 20 minutes to do it. He's got himself a new set of tires. You're spending, you know, 3 hours a day with your ass up in the air looking in a recycle bin, and you got yourself six smoothies, you know. Sometimes crime doesn't pay, or just hard work doesn't pay. You got to think. You got to work smarter, not harder. All right? That's the key. That's what we're always told around here. Work smarter, not harder. Let's talk to some of these other guys. What do you get for free? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Richard in Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
Hey, how you?
Pretty good. I just want to tell you, back in the day, this was 1960, I used to go down to the bus terminal down here by Main Street, and they had a bunch of phone booths. And, I didn't get my change back, so I got upset, and I got some newspaper, and I plugged the little hole, you know, where the phone booth, where the change comes back in.
Right.
And what I did is I went back about an hour later, and I pulled a little paper out, and I got about $4. That's from all the people using it. When they didn't get a call, a busy call, they wouldn't get their change back because it gets held up by the paper. So what I did is I got up there. They had like 20 phones on. I plugged all of them. And I would come back an hour later, and I'd make like $100 in an hour.
Jesus Christ.
I did that for quite a while until they caught on.
That's not bad, dude.
Yeah, I wasn't making good money. I was only 15. I was pulling in $150 a day.
Now you can't. Now with cell phones, you can't do that anymore.
No, yeah. They mess up the whole thing here.
All right, buddy. You're major stud, man.
Okay,
thanks
thank
for
you.
Calling. All right, there he goes. Some of the old-timers checking in. Guys know how to rip off a phone booth. Whether you're young or old, you probably learned from your dad or your grandpa or your uncle how to beat the system. What do you get for free? 520-9710. Kayla in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, team. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Not much. What's going on? Love the show, by the way.
Thank you, darling.
This topic is hilarious. My brother, when he was in high school, he used to get one of his friend's bus passes, make photocopies, the color copies at the school,
right,
laminate them, and sell them for like $10-$15.
Great idea.
Yeah, and he also does another thing. He used to work for a market research company that you do surveys for like $5-$10.
Right.
So they all would keep their money, which is like $600-$700, and fill out fake surveys.
Jesus Christ.
So in a month, he would have about over $1,000.
Wow, guy worked
in
that.
He was in high school.
What does he do now?
He's still at the same job but a different company.
Oh, he does the same thing.
Well, if he's on the field, yeah, but he doesn't do it as much because he got older and he doesn't want to get caught and lose his job.
I see.
It was fun when he was younger.
Hey, how old are you?
Me, I'm 23.
You're a little too young. But I tell you, if my wife dies or if I ever get a divorce, I'm marrying an Hispanic woman.
Oh, I'm not Hispanic, though. Thank you.
What are you?
I'm Armenian.
Armenian?
Yeah. Are you Persian?
No, I'm not Persian. No.
All right, or an Armenian. All right, thanks for calling, Kayla.
Thank
All
you.
All right, there she goes. She sounded like she was Hispanic, didn't she? Armenian. Speaking of Armenian, we're going to have, or actually he's Persia, Mr. Number One. Farshad is going to make a return appearance in the next couple of weeks. I think
Farshad is number one.
Farshad's the best, man.
Farshad is in Hervine.
Farshad is a, he says he's Persian or Iranian, but I think he's Armenian. And I think he's coming back on to straighten out the record early September. So
Farshad is always with pretty girl.
And where does he live? Where does Farshad live? It's down in Orange County somewhere, right?
Farshad is in Hervine.
All right, let's talk to Jerry in Long Beach. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
This is a new low in the show. I love it.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? There's a way to get, like, free parking meters. I did this, like, a year and a half ago. But, you know, I have a respectable job now, so I got to keep my dud pennies hidden.
Sure.
So you take a penny and you rub both sides till it's smooth. And then you take the end of that penny and just rub it in the concrete, and you put it in the 10-cent slot, and it'll set the whole meter to the maximum amount.
But just off a fake dime?
No, on a penny.
But a penny. But what is it? Why does it do that?
I don't know. My friend taught me this.
And it works?
It works. It really works. I don't know if they've caught on to it, but I've been doing it since I moved out to L.A. So
how do you rub that penny raw?
In the concrete.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, yeah, so you're on your knees and you're rubbing the concrete and stuff, and it's really embarrassing, but I still do it.
Yeah,
so
it is embarrassing, and you know, you end up with no fingerprints.
Exactly.
All right, then it's tough to do on dates, too. Can't use that whole S word. You got to have like three or four ready when you're on a date, you know, and then slide those pennies. That's a good idea. All right, tips on how you get stuff absolutely free. This is a great audience, man. It is filled with guys who know how to get around the system. And so far, the winner is the guy who rented a car exactly like the car you own, and traded out those tires, man. Yeah, that's thinking. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. The crap you get for free here in Southern California. Wait, crank this up. Is this Natural Loser?
No, this is Go Down Gambling.
Blackjack hand, dealer man, you better pay off that last bet. Two-bit hand, 21, is all I ever get.
All right, Mark in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, what's up?
Yeah, listen, what you do to get a free letter mailed, I know nobody uses mail anymore, it's all email, but what you do is you write the address you're mailing it to in the return address,
right.
And you write your address and the main address. Don't put a stamp on it. When the postman gets it, he takes it back to the return address. This is where he wanted it to go in the beginning, man.
How often does that work?
Oh, all the time. All the time. I even pay bills that way, man.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's pretty good, dude. I would screw that up, though, and I would have everything coming back to me without postage paid. But that's pretty good. I guess you put the return address as the address you want to go to, and then put your address in the big part of it, the business end of it. That's pretty cool, man. All right, how do you get free stuff? Let's talk to Sharon in Riverside. You're on 97.1.
Hi there.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Well, I was thinking, lately I've been going to any fast food places, and it seems like they keep forgetting all the items or some of the items when they get back, and I'm sure it's happened to everybody. And by the time you get it back to your house or wherever you're going, you're like, who's going to want to go back to that, you know, In-N-Out or that McDonald's or that Taco
Bell? That's exactly right.
And it's so frustrating. And so what I started doing was I actually looked at the receipt, called the place, said, can I talk to the manager? Told them what happened. We have like a $30 order. All that's missing is an order of fries. I tell them what's happened. And I said, clearly I can't go back there. How are you going to make it right? And what's happened every single time was they've said, okay, save your receipt, write my name down, and the next time you come, we will give you your entire order for free.
Wow.
Because I just started getting so frustrated because it's like, look, I paid for this. I'm not going to go back and get an order of fries. What are you going to do?
Right.
You wrecked my dinner because I'm frustrated. I really wanted fries, whatever the deal is. But they've almost every time, every single, whether you got Taco Bell or McDonald's,
right,
whoever, I just write the manager's name down, the time I talk to them, and then I save the receipt and go back and just go, here, this is what happened.
Yeah.
And that's it.
All right, and
so
you got a big,
actually deserved free.
You got a big family?
I'm just a big eater.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm just saying, no, it's like, it depends on, you know, sometimes it's 30, sometimes it's 5. But when,
yeah, but when it's,
you know,
30, is that all for you?
No. No, that's for my family and friends.
Okay, all right. Okay, thanks for calling, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
All right, there she goes, everybody. Getting fast food for free, man. Isn't it practically free? That dollar menu. Everything is dollar nowadays. Jordan and Laverne, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Good. When I was about 10, like in 1993, my brother and I, we'd go buy video games at this Radio Shack, and then we'd go down the street to Toys R Us, and we'd return them brand new, and Toys R Us would give us about $10 more a game than we bought them for, and we were making about $300 a week.
Jesus Christ.
When we were 10 and 15, and we had this little scam going on until our mom caught on, and we got in deep trouble.
Yeah, we used to do that in Westwood, where we'd friends of mine, I guess I was guilty of it too, but we'd steal records from like Licorice Pizza or cassette tapes and then go return them at Tower Records and, you know, get like $6.99 for a tape. But then back then, it was a lot of money.
Yeah, it was great, but it was
which may be one of the reasons why Tower Records is not in business anymore. I may have actually had a role in killing that place. All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling. Mitch in Yorba Linda, you're on 97.1.
Hey, you know those email affiliate rebates you get in your email inbox?
Right.
You can buy like whatever 5-6 products, just put them up on eBay. Then when you get your free PlayStation or your free Xbox, you put that on eBay too. You can make a pretty good amount of money doing that.
Oh, wait. I see. So you put the, when you get the free PlayStation, you put that up.
And all the stuff that you bought in beforehand, too, so you don't really have to pay anything for it.
And you make money? That's the party left out. Nah, I usually drop about $20 a week on it, but it's a lot of fun. All right, Mario in Hollywood, you're on 97.1. What do you get for free?
Well, I think I know how to get into the poker tournament for free.
Ah, tell us.
Well, I call your show and go, please, 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 please.
Usually works, doesn't it?
I don't know. I think I'm the first one trying it.
Yeah. All right. Gina will decide whether you're going in or not. And this is the last day. In the 15 minutes, it's over. And by the way, check your email box tomorrow because the emails go out tomorrow for the poker tournament at the Commerce Casino. So check those emails tomorrow. Maybe you're one of the selected 500 people going. And then we'll see you at the Commerce on Thursday. God, it's already Thursday. Tuesday, Wednesday, and it's like Christmas. Counting down. All right, the stuff you get absolutely free. Jason in Winnetka, you're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey.
I know how to get free pocket change or some money. You know the soda machines that are in front of like Kmart and Walmart?
Right.
You look at like a soda machine that says 50 cents or a dollar, and you go into the customer service and say, hey, I lost 50 cents at the soda machine and didn't give me my soda. So they give you 50 cents back, and you pocket that. You go to the next store. Do the same thing, and before you know, you walk out. You got a whole bunch of extra change in your pocket that they just gave you, and you didn't even bother to put any money in the soda machines to begin with.
Yeah, how long does it take you to do that, though?
Well, I just look at the machine, you know, and see if it's like the bottles. They'll cost you like $1.25 for a Coke, and I'll just go in and say, "Hey, I lost $1.25, and the Coke machine didn't give me anything."
No, I understand so that, but I mean, standing in line and you know, the whole process, pain in the ass.
Yeah, it depends on how many people are in line. And before you know, they'll give you $1.25 back. You put that in your pocket. You go to the next store.
Yeah, all right. You got to. You know, that's fine. But let's all remember that you got to work smarter, not harder. All right. The idea is not to get a dime and a nickel here and there. The key is like you know the guy that rented the car. He rented a car exactly like the one he had at home, and after a couple of days, switched out those tires. Got a brand new set of tires on his car. That's the kind of guy who's working smarter, not harder. Not the guy going around saying, hey, I lost 50 cents in a machine. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Let's talk to Sam in Long Beach. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, dude, I'll tell you a way to work smarter, not harder, to make some bank. I used to manage at a Music Plus, and you know we had the Ticketmaster in there, and we would have a show on sale, and then we would notice in the computer it was going to go on sale a show for the next night, you know, Prince or John Cougar or something like that. We'd be sitting there, pop out 8 tickets. The other one of the guys would run over, hit their ATM. We'd buy them ourselves, and then we would call up the ticket agency. Saying, yeah, we got some in the second row, $100 each. And then they would turn around and just, we'd make $800, $900.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And it still works, though, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but then we kind of got popped, and I would try to, I was the one who was telling everybody, okay, we got to mellow out. We got to at least let the people who are waiting in line, right, at the store, we got to at least let them have a couple, like, get 6 out.
Right.
Give away 4, give them 2, because when you go to a show and they'd be sitting there next to you, they'd be, all right, man, yeah, we remember waiting, you know, to get in.
Right.
But when you were sitting up in the first row, like on the show you went to, and then they were back 30 rows back, they were pissed
because
they were waiting all night long, and they know that, you know.
Yeah, then you could enjoy the show thinking they're going to kick your ass for that.
Yeah, exactly. You got it,
especially,
man.
If you're all high and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Babu, we thank you for calling, man.
All right,
there he goes, everyone. I had speaking of scams and how to get stuff for free, I had a friend who worked at a racetrack back east, and he was one of the tellers at a horse racetrack, and one of the computers was malfunctioning, and it would stay on even after post. So the race begins, and the computer stayed on, and so they just have one guy out there looking at the TV set calling the horses. You know, 3-2. All right, now 8-5. 8-5 box, 3-2. No, it's back with the 8. 8-3-5. 8-3-5-2. 8-3. No. 8-3. 3-8. 3-8. 3-8. Big one. 3-8 now. And they'd punch in a big ticket. But little did they know that getting caught for doing that is a huge, huge disaster. It's a fine and it's a jail term and they don't like it at all. And his father was the guy running the track at the time. So a little embarrassing that the kid was out there, yelling numbers to a faulty computer. All right, the stuff you get for free. Let's talk to Oscar in Montebello. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, hey, all right, gentlemen, how are you?
All right, good.
All right, man. You can get free coffee, free donuts, and free water for me if you come buy a car for me at the Honda dealer. Let's go.
Jesus Christ.
Good all night, right, guys. Buddy, that's not a bad idea. Let's talk to, how about Edwin in Whittier? You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on?
Don't mention the name of this store, but just tell us the scam you got going.
Basically, I don't take care of my games good, my Xbox games. So when I get all scratched up, go to the store and buy one of the used ones, go ahead and swap it out, return the used one, get your money back.
Oh, I see. So you get a brand new one?
Yeah. Oh, because usually I don't take care of my games that well with this.
Right.
They get all scratched up, and the Xbox won't read them. So you go ahead and buy a used one that's clean and works.
Right.
Pop it out and return the game. Get your money back.
Oh, so I see. You buy the used one.
Yeah. And then you bump your money.
All right, buddy. Everybody's on the scam, man.
I used to do that with Netflix. And this is before, and Netflix caught into this now, but a lot of people used to do this where you'd have a movie that's all scratched up. So you order it from Netflix, then you switch the DVDs when you get them. I used to do that all the time, but now they caught on. So all the Netflix DVDs have a special cover.
Oh, they're all numbered?
Yeah, they have a special label.
Yeah, see, the guys like you and I and the guy with the tires or the rent a car, everybody ruins something. You know, when I was a kid, used to be able to go into a restaurant and take a leak or sit down for a spell if you had to. Thank you very much for the obvious sound effect there. People had no idea what I was trying to say. But you could sit down in one of these restaurants. Randy, please. You could sit down in a restaurant and and do your business. But now you can't because some guy, you know, after you would come in and whiz all over the place and not be a patron of the restaurant. So now restrooms are usually reserved for patrons only. And now you can't find anywhere in L.A. to do that. All right. Let's talk to Jose in Anaheim. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
How are you doing tonight, guys?
All right. What do you get for free?
I'm sorry?
What do you get for free?
Oh, well, this isn't really for me, but I know I'm a server at a major, pretty big restaurant chain. It's in downtown Disney in Anaheim. Mm-hmm. And I know people will come in with, these free coupons that they send out to, major libraries where you can get, a free kids meal. And a party of, 20 will come in, it's 15 kids, and they'll all have, there's no limit how many they can have.
Right.
So they'll come in and just eat, all these kids meals and just pay with those. And it's, a party of 20, and the check should be, $400. They'll come in and spend $20.
Jesus Christ.
And then
but it sounds like you may pick up that profit somewhere else, you know? It's not like they're, not paying for parking or admission or anything. All right, the crap you get for free, Jimbo in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Jim?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what do you got?
Okay, I got a good credit rating, so I go to the promotional credit cards where they give you 20,000 airline miles, and then I sell them on eBay for $250.
And never use the credit card?
Yeah, well, you have to use it, and it racks up a few more miles, and then I do a listing on eBay, which you're not supposed to, but they can't find out who you are, and you just turn the account over to someone else, and you can get $250. Actually, if you have over 25,000 miles, you can get over $500 sometimes.
Right. How do you know that they can't find you? They don't know who you are.
Well, they can't find out who you are on your eBay account, and
I don't put the exact amount of miles on there, so they can't track that down either.
Right.
And
all right. Well, that's cool, dude. I think you may be mistaken that they can't track who you are. I mean, NBC has made an entire show out of tracking guys down that are having sex with 12-year-olds. I mean, people can be tracked. God almighty. People still think the internet is, this free, clear thing where you're totally anonymous all the time. It's the furthest from the truth. Everybody knows who you are on that internet. All right, John and Jeff are coming up immediately. Here it is, the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Freeway.